Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to continue in a series talking about how the Father can make winners out of losers. Turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting verse 27. But the Father had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and the Father had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised had the Father chosen, yeah, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. He loves to raise up the lowly and bring him to the top. He loves to raise up the weak and make him strong. Hallelujah. Tell me the book of Judges. Judges chapter 6, starting verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Father, and the Father delivered them into the hand of the Midianites 7 years. And verse 6, and Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and it cried unto the Father. And the Father sent a prophet and said, look, I delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians. I brought you out of bondage. Why are you afraid of them? In verse 11, it says that he visited Gideon. In verse 12, he said, I'm with you, the mighty man of valor. And then Gideon said, hey, if you're with me, why are all these things happening? Well, in reality, they had forsaken him. And that's why the enemy had succeeded. And verse 14, the Father looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save the Israelites from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent you? They said, look, I'm poor. You know, my family's poor. But in verse 16, the Father said, surely I'll be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. He said, all you need is me, Gideon. Anybody who's listening right now, all you need is the Father. Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. And so the Father was in the process of making a winner out of a loser in Gideon. And he said, Gideon, I want you to destroy the statues of Baal, and you go at nighttime. It'd be easier for you if you be easier. You'll feel it'll make it easier for you if you do it at night. And he did. And in chapter 7, Gideon had 32,000 men, it's recorded. And the Father said, I want you to ask anybody who's afraid and to go home. And he did. And 22,000 left, leaving them with 10,000. He said, that's still too many. I want you to bring them down to the spring. And he said, the ones that lap up the water like a dog and keep the weapons in both hands, those are the ones I want. And he had 300 men. And so this is a process where the Father is really having Gideon to rely totally on him. And then he said, I want you to go down to the enemy, and I want you to hear what the enemy has to say. And I heard this one enemy saying, I had a dream last night that a cake of barley rolled down and destroyed our tents. It was nothing but the sword of Gideon. And when Gideon heard this, he knew that they were afraid. He said, we got the victory. And he came up with a plan. He said, you know what? He had the 300 men. And he broke them into three companies. He said, would I blow the trumpet and break the pitchers of light? You do the same and shout the sword of the Father, even of Gideon. Hallelujah. That the Father is working through Gideon. And so Gideon did that, and the men did that. And the enemy was so afraid, they started killing each other. See, the Father made a fear transfer. He took the fear that was on Gideon and transferred to the enemy, and they killed each other. He made a winner out of a loser. He allowed the Father to lead him and guide him and encourage him and strengthen him. And you need to do the same thing. Don't look at the past. Stop looking at the past and look what the Father can do for you. It could be a brand new beginning for you. Hallelujah. Go with me to 2 Kings chapter 4. In verse 1, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that thy servant did fear the father, and the creditor has come to take my two sons to be slaves. And Elisha said, what shall I do for you? What do you have in your house? He said, the only thing I have is a pot of oil. So you may not think that you're talented, or how can the father use you, but he can just use you. Hallelujah. He just raised one person out of nowhere. Hallelujah. As we talked in the last book, it's about David. Look what he did with David. In verse 3, he said, go and borrow the vessels of broth of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. When you come in, you shall shut the door upon you and upon your sons, and shall pour out into all these vessels. And then thou shalt set aside that which is full. And so she went for him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and brought the vessels, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel anymore, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told them, Elisha, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. She was able to retire. The father made a winner and a loser, because she trusted what the father said to the man, his servant. Hallelujah. In verse 8, and it came to, I fell on a certain day that Elisha passed to Shunem, and it was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And as often as he came by, he ate bread. And now she and her husband made a nice place for him to stay. When he came. Verse 11, it fell on the day that he came, and he turned unto the chamber and lay there. And he said to his servant, call the Shunammite lady. What can we do for her to help her? Hallelujah. And he said in verse 13, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for you? Would thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And he said, I just dwell among my people. You know, she just had a humble attitude, which is real nice. And she didn't want to be treated as special. And they found out that the husband and wife couldn't have a child. In verse 16, and he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. Hallelujah. And she didn't believe at first, but it happened. And then the son died, and she ran to get Elisha. And in verse 26, she started to run, and when she got to him, it said at the very end, it is well, when Elisha asked her how everything was, and she said, it is well. She had that attitude up until, wow, even though her son was dead. She knew that the father could do something for her, and the father can do something for you too. Again, you may feel like you're a loser because of circumstances that have happened, and it seems like you're on the broad side of a desert like Moses, but no. The father's going to make a winner out of you if you let him. And what happened is, in verse 32, Elijah went into the house. The child was dead, and he laid upon his bed, and he went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain, and prayed unto the father, and he went up and lay upon the child, and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. And then he returned and walked to the house, in the house, to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed 7 times, and he opened up his eyes. So look how the father used him. But look how, you know, the Shunammite lady was a loser in a lot of people's sight, and even her sight, but the father made a winner out of her. Gave her a son and brought the son back. What a powerful miracle. Then later on, there was a situation where Elijah had told her to, there's going to be a famine and you need to go away for a while. In chapter 8, now she's coming back to claim her land, and the king is talking to Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, asking him to tell the story how he raised the Shunammite lady's son up from the dead. In verse 5 of chapter 8, 2 Kings 8, and it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, king, what? This is the woman, this is her son whom Elijah restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. And the king appointed to a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left. So she had to give up her land because there was a famine. But when she came back, the father moved on the king to give her everything that she lost, including the profit she would have had from the land. The father made a winner out of a loser. Hallelujah. She came, she had, you know, it was a famine, and she was probably figuring she's coming back to nothing. But the father really blessed her because she did what he spoke to Elisha, his servant. So the Father can do the same thing for you. He can make up for what you lost, what you thought you lost. He's so powerful. And he just wants to turn things around. He wants to give you a brand new beginning. He loves to do that. Look at the Israelites as they crossed the Red Sea, a brand new beginning. Even though there's a Jericho there, the Father took care of that. He just wants to bring you to the other side of the Red Sea. He wants to bring you into your promised land. Even though you feel like you're still in Egypt and you feel like, you're making all these mistakes and you feel you're letting the Father down. Well, he knows how to pick you up and conform you to the image of his Son. He just wants access to every aspect of your life. Every aspect of your life. Don't hold on to anything that's not in the Word. Be willing to give it up and he'll take it out of your life. So only he can do it. Hallelujah. Only he can do it. Whatever you're holding on to that he wants to get out of your life, just release it. He'll make sure it comes out of your life one way or the other, but it's better if you just release it without him having to pull it out of you. Because he wants to use you. He wants to bless you. He wants to conform you to the image of Yeshua. And he wants complete access to every part of your life. Hallelujah. So he can bless you and show forth his glory to your life. Hallelujah. Where he gets all the glory. So put your hand on the radio. Let's just go to the Father in prayer right now. Father, you know how to make winners out of losers. And Father, I ask you to touch the people out there, Father, in their deepest need, whether it be healing or deliverance, whatever it may be, touch them right now. You're their daddy, Father. You're our Abba, Father. Touch them right now and set them free. Father, move on them right now. Where they need jobs and need a place to live, move on them, Father, and make winners out of those who feel like they're losers in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. My phone number is 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org, O-R-G, and there's about 280 prophetic messages on there, and you just click on messages. I've also written three books. First one is called Seasons, plus about the feast days of Yeshua, which are all about him. He's fulfilled every feast day with the exception of three, which he fulfilled in the end times. And I've written a book called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on his calendar and how the things that he did in the Word, he wants to repeat in those months. And you need to know when these months begin and end. And on my website, on Biblical Calendar, you can click on that and you can see when each month begins and ends on his calendar compared to the Gregorian calendar up to the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends on his calendar up to the year 2020. And also, there's hours in the day when the Father moves the most and blesses the most. You need to know that from the Word. My book, Noon, brings it out. There's a certain hour that his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. And he could heal at any time, but it's just a powerful hour of the day. And also, my last book is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. You can get these books by just contacting me. Again, it's 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. I want to get these books to you at cost. You know, you can go to Tate Publishing and get them, but I want to give you the books to you at cost, which is $5 each. And again, you can get them by calling me at 772-801-3677. We just want to put them in your hands because they're powerful weapons in these last days. Hallelujah. And and if you don't have any money, we'll just send them to you. And don't forget that my book is on 7:15 in the morning, 7:15 at night. So if you miss it, but also if you want to go back to a prior broadcast, go to WCNO.com, click an on demand, and then use the arrow to go back to a certain date you want to hear the broadcast. And we just want to help you. And my friends in the Bahamas, if you want to contact me, you need prayer, just go to my website. And henrywalker.org, click on contact, and email me your name and your phone number, and I'll call you back. Allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform to the image of Yeshua, and I'll be so glad to pray for you. So email me and give me your phone number and your name. Just want to bless you. And remember, to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he is in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Attention homeowners, do